Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. Super special today. I'm so excited to have the amazing Miss Cameron here. She is the director and founder of the 6th annual Dunedin International Film Festival. It's right around the corner. We're going to find out all what's happening right here in our backyard. And first, I want to say congratulations. Cameron is married and has a wonderful husband. And
I've been married for 3 years now.
I know, but when I saw you, I said congratulations.
I know. But yes, my husband is wonderful. He is also a board member on the Dunedin Film Festival, and he's the art director. So all of the art that you see, the posters that are created. It was actually a very beautiful love story because we fell in love like during making the film festival. So our love is like half as old as the film festival.
That sounds like a film, like a Hallmark movie.
Speaking of Hallmark movies.
Yes, you could do that. And the amazing Marcy is here. Tell everybody your last name.
Marcy Knows Levine.
And we're going to talk the other half hour about health and wellness and what she's up to. And let's get started and then jump in with any questions you have with Cameron. So what day is the film festival and where will it be?
The film festival starts on Thursday, February 1st, and the two locations where the theaters are is one is at Hob Brewing Company, which is on the Pinellas Bike Trail. Everything is in Dunedin, and the other is at a venue called Moon Tower, which some people know about, and it's the new garage, or it's, it used to be called Mike and Gary's Car Garage. It's next to the Dunedin Brewery. So the Dunedin Brewery acquired this warehouse, and we transform it into a movie theater for a long weekend every year.
Wow, that's amazing. And then also, you're having a red carpet event?
We are having a red carpet event. We are having a red carpet and awards ceremony at the Fenway Hotel, which is an autograph collection Marriott hotel.
Yes.
And it is, I would say that the Fenway building is actually the inspiration as to why I thought a film festival would be perfect in Dunedin.
I agree, and that's a perfect spot for it as well. And what day is the red carpet event?
Sunday, February 4th. So it caps off, we have a couple screenings in the morning at Moon Tower on that Sunday, and then we have the red carpet that starts at 5 p.m. and the red carpet goes until 6:15. Then everyone moves into the ballroom where we have the award ceremony from 6:30 to 8:30.
First, I want to thank you because I've had the opportunity with some of my reporters to come in and the last couple of years to really enjoy your film festival and meet some amazing film directors, actors, actresses, screenwriters. It has been such an honor. So I do want to thank you from the heart on that for that opportunity to bring those interviews here to the station as well to help promote local film directors and the artists and the actors out there and give them the exposure that they deserve.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You've been such a joy to have since the first year, so I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, you know, how did you come up with the film festival? What was your dream and how you birthed it, I would say?
So I came up with the film festival. I'm originally from Winter Park, Florida. My father was a cinematographer. He recently passed.
But I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was a couple years ago, so we breathe. And he was a cinematographer in Orlando, Florida, when Orlando, Florida was Nickelodeon Studios and Universal Studios. He eventually had to move up to Atlanta to continue his career because we lost the tax incentive here in Florida,
right.
So we lost the film industry. All my siblings, we've all kind of dabbled in the film industry to some degree after college. After graduating from Florida State, go Noles, I moved out to Los Angeles where I worked for a film director producing luxury brand advertising.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did campaigns for Clarisonic and L'Oreal and Ralph Lauren, internal stuff. And then when I kind of got settled and then got bored, I joined, started looking for more things to do, ways to contribute in the city of Los Angeles. And I actually found an ad for someone looking for social, this was 100 years ago, so this was when social media marketers like didn't exist. So if you said you knew social media, people just trusted you because
right.
nobody knew social media. So I responded to this ad for the downtown Los Angeles Film Festival looking for people to run their social. So myself and my cousin, Kristen Campbell, we interviewed with them. They brought us on the board to join the Downtown Los Angeles Film Festival, and we were their head of social media for a couple years.
No idea. Wow,
yeah.
That's fabulous.
That's awesome.
Huh. And then in Los Angeles, if you ever spend any time there or a good amount of time there, you kind of can feel like the rat race. And a couple things transpired personally. My father got diagnosed with cancer, and I...
First, I have to say, I met him a couple years back.
Yeah, the first year.
I did, and very handsome man,
yeah.
I'll tell you, and very sweet, and what a great heart he had. I mean, just a beautiful man.
Yeah, he's very talented. He's very well revered in the industry. So his name is Stephen Campbell. And let's see, so I decided to leave L.A. and move back to Florida. And right at that time, I was really into yoga and wellness. I'm a yoga teacher.
That's great.
Oh, are you?
Awesome.
And the owner of a studio in Orlando, her name is Kim Zamoff, and she owns Warrior One. She asked me, hey, I see that you're in this, like, you know, chaotic / calm period of your life. Do you want to come to this town called Dunedin and help me open another a second yoga studio?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So I came over. And it's here, it's on, it's at 919 Broadway in downtown Dunedin. It's called Warrior One. And I came here December of 2016 and kind of never looked back.
Oh, my God. So
Very
is it
nice.
Just yoga? Do they have ballet? Do they have anything
no,
else?
No, ballet. It's, but it's a good question. Spinning, rowing, they have a weights class. I think they might call it Pilates, but it's primarily like yin restorative yoga and hot yoga.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That
nice.
Is her story. We'll look for that on a Hallmark movie coming up soon.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure. She knows all the right people to make it happen.
So to get to the film festival, Kim told me, hey, I want you to take this yoga studio on as if it's like yours. I want you to represent this business as if this is your business. So we joined the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce, which I highly recommend because it does wonders for your local business. We joined the Downtown Dunedin Merchants Association, which I highly recommend joining because it does wonders for your business. And I started going to the meetings in downtown, and I met a woman named Deborah Kynes, and she was the commissioner. She termed out. She did so well. She couldn't run again. And I just kind of expressed my interest in the arts and creative projects, and she took a meeting with me and she said, what's your background? I go, well, filmmaking, yoga, did film festivals. And she goes, that's it. That's what you need. Danita needs a film festival. You need to meet Ray Bouchard. You need to meet Ron Barnett. And you guys need to make a film festival.
That is phenomenal. That's awesome. And that's how it started. So what are we looking forward to this year on the films and the directors? And where are they coming in from?
So many things. It would eat up your whole entire hour with what's going on. So you keep bringing up My Life as a Hallmark Movie, and that's a beautiful thing for you to say. But it's not actually whose life is a Hallmark movie. It's a woman named Sylvia, and she's the owner of CC Writers. And Hallmark actually made a movie after her.
Oh, really?
Sort of. Oh. And no, it's a film called A Taste of Love, and it was filmed in downtown Dunedin. Mm. And you got to come and see the movie to know what I'm talking about. But it was filmed at CC Writers. It's about a chef who leaves home to go pursue her career as a celebrity chef. And then she comes home for different family reasons, rekindles an old love with Jesse Cove, who plays the lead. And then they have some decisions to make about what their future is. And this film stars Martin Cove, who's currently on Cobra Kai. And I believe they're filming their last season right now. Martin Cove is an icon in Hollywood. If you don't know who he is, you have to go look him up. Susan Gallagher, who's a Florida legend for filmmaking. Right. Aaron Cahill, who is an original pink Power Ranger. And then Jesse Cove, who is an up-and-coming actor in Hollywood, and he's one of the stars of this film. So,
oh, how exciting!
They will all be here. So that's just like the start of who's coming.
And then where can they buy tickets? And also about volunteers. Do you need volunteer help?
We need volunteer help. We need security. Okay. So if you're a retired police officer, please join our volunteer board, because we're going to need a lot of security this year with the caliber of celebrity that we have coming in. The DunedinFilmFestival.org, there's links to tickets and also the schedule. So you can go to that website, DunedinFilmFestival.org, and you can also find the tab for volunteering. We need ushers, information people to run the box office at the History Museum, people to run the front, audiovisual. We even would love to have volunteers who like being on mic and want to run Q&As at the screenings.
Oh, that's, there you go, Marcy. Marcy,
nice.
You'd be good for that.
I would like that.
I know, she'd be really good.
Yeah. Perfect.
I see you live on Facebook all the time.
Right.
You know, and you're on the air with me as well.
I do.
Yeah, so that could be awesome. And also, are there any other like fabulous stories that people have put their films to your film festival and they've gone on to Netflix and other things?
In the past?
Right.
Or, you know, that's too hard to think about the past. I'm so immersed in the present.
Right.
So I would say, like, probably the biggest step that the Dunedin International Film Festival has taken is to have received a film that was made by a Canadian director named Stephen Wallace, and it's starring Matthew Modine, mm-hmm. who was in Oppenheimer, and then there's a supporting role by John Cleese, who is like a real, like, I mean, John Cleese, Martin Cove, like Hollywood icons. And so that is, it's called The Martini Shot, and it's playing on Saturday night. I highly recommend coming to see it. It's very, like, to me, it's kind of art housey, because it's very abstract, and it unpacks like what it means to be at the end of your life and what it means to be a film director. And be a filmmaker, and what is reality and what is storytelling. So it's kind of this very like expose on, you know, the meaning of life from the perspective of Stephen Wallace.
That's beautiful. Oh, wow. You know, the reason I kind of asked about some things, because people ask me all the time, I'm making a short film or I'm making a film, you know, should I enter to the film festivals? How does it help me? I know just being seen out there and putting your films out there gives you the exposure, because if you have been nominated and you win, those laurels are very important, correct, with everything?
The laurels are important. I'll say that as like we're a younger film festival, but when we see submissions come in and they already have laurels on their posters, it definitely makes us take a look. So I can say from our personal judging experience that the laurels mean a lot. So like, how does it help you? How do we help you as the Dunedin Film Festival? One option, like one take could be that you can see the you can see an organic audience's reaction to something that you made. Mm-hmm. You can see when they laugh. And also, I think what we do really well as a film festival is we just celebrate that people made these incredible things. So we awesome. Have thousands of hours and volunteer hours, sponsors, and just so much time is put into this moment. As we are a nonprofit organization, the Dunedin Film Festival, and our mission, like our certified 501c3 mission, is to create a platform for filmmakers to share their original content with the Florida film market. Mm-hmm. So it's a networking opportunity. It's a celebration. What we're doing at the Dunedin Film Festival is different than what's happening at Sundance.
Right.
Sundance is your ticket in. If you're in, then, you know, if you're a feature film, then you're probably getting bought right away to go to to go to VR or to go to streaming or to go to theaters, you know. Mm-hmm. We're at a different caliber.
I was going to ask, because a lot of people say, well, if I put my film in, can I find somebody to do distribution or help mm-hmm. with that? Is that through your film festival too?
Not yet, mm-hmm. But that is a dream as we grow. We're only in our sixth year. They say if you make it to five, actually it was Tony Armour that told me this.
Oh, Tony, yeah, he's in Texas now.
Tony will be here.
Oh, will he?
Yeah, he's coming. He's going to run the panel for A Taste of Love. He'll be here for pretty much the whole weekend in connection to Taste of Love and Radar, which is another film that was made in Dunedin.
How exciting.
It is very exciting. Yes. So he was like, if you make it to five, then you'll be good. So I have a feeling, I've always had a dream with the Fenway, going back to the original vision, that we'll get to a place where we're taking over the Fenway yep. completely.
I believe that.
Go ahead and book all the rooms. Now, do you want to, if you're a distributor and you want to see you want to purchase the films that you're seeing at our festival, then you can rent a room on the bottom floor. That's where our distributors and our streamers right. will be. That's the vision. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really a possibility. The thing is, like, buying and selling, everything is online now. Mm-hmm. And my vision comes from a time where people still went to AFM, which is the American Film Market in Santa Monica, where all of the different floors of the hotel room were filled with distributors. And, I mean, back in the day, people would show up from literally China with cash in a box so that they could get the VHS and take it back to China
wow.
with them. It's just,
wow.
it's a totally different game right now yeah. with everything being digital. But I always like to lean back on, Michael Scott from The Office, his quote, where the business of paper, will it die? Because mm-hmm. he says, the business of people will never die. And so people, right. we like to gather. And if the gathering is fun, and if the space is warm, and if it's inviting, and the people mm-hmm. in town are nice, then yeah, and we can get some business done while we're there, then it has the possibility for growth.
See, that's beautiful.
That's awesome.
And it's so needed in the area. I remember somebody started something in Clearwater Beach 12 years ago, and it was 1 year, and it just fizzled out. Mm. And to see Dunedin, the classy town that it is, and, you know, the quaintness, and there's so much to do there. Mm-hmm. You know, the bike paths, and Marcy, jump in. Is there a question?
I love Dunedin. I actually used to live there a few years ago, and it's such a quaint little town, and it's, you know, it's so warm. It is. It's a warm, warm community. And I think it's great what you're doing. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Do you think you would do the question and answer?
Yeah, well,
I would love
great.
To do that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to do that.
We have an actress. Her name is Kirsten Stiff Walker.
I remember Kirsten. Yes.
Yeah,
hi.
She'll be the she runs the Q&As at one of our theaters, which is called Hob Garden Theater, and it's at the Hob Brewing Company. But we have a second theater at Moon Tower, and we don't have, like, a scheduled full-time Q&A-er.
Okay.
So
that would be great.
Yeah.
And love to do
super
that.
Super cool.
That would be
yeah.
so much fun.
And what is your ultimate goal with the film festival? Do you think you could get it televised here? Do you think that would be something locally?
I mean, my ultimate goal with the film festival is to bring the film industry back to Florida.
Thank you.
That's my ultimate goal with the
yeah.
film.
Right.
That's in our mission statement. It's to make... to bring awareness to Dunedin as the cultural corridor of Pinellas County.
Right.
To let everyone know that every single business in Dunedin wants filmmakers in it. And that's not like, if you go to LA and you go to New York, they're going to wrap you up in red tape and ask you for a lot of money. And all we're asking for is you know, what's fair and the opportunity to be creative.
I love
it's
it.
Awesome.
Marcy, do you have any other questions? There's so many things that I do have, and it goes so fast
so
here, but I want to get her on the air.
I love it. I just really love what you're doing. That's amazing. We need more film in our community, in Pinellas County, yeah, definitely.
Right, for sure. And also, tell us about the dragons on here. What there's something that is
the dragons,
jumping out at me.
Yep, so...
love it.
So Zodiac, everyone's mostly familiar with, like, your 12-month Zodiac. So, like, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm born in December. And do you know your Zodiac?
Is it under the Chinese? Or
so this one isn't. This one is under the Chinese. This is the annually. So the monthly is, like, Cancer, Capricorn, Pisces, Gemini. Do you know yours?
Sign of the Cross. No.
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
Or gardenia. But I am a crab.
Cancer. That's awesome. Yes. No, Cancer and Sag are best friends. Okay, so 2024 is the year of the dragon.
Oh.
And in Chinese, which it goes by the year. So you can be like, whatever your birth year is, 1990. You can be like, what is the Chinese sign for night? So, it's the sixth year. It's the year of the dragon. I'm a dragon, and then two of our other board members are also dragons. But we're dragons in three different generations. So that just kind of indicates to you how vast the participation is for this film festival. So, and I mean, you really, like, if you stood us, the three of us, next to each other, you'd have a hard time guessing, like, who was the oldest and who was the youngest, because like, everyone on our film festival, on our board, is so youthful and vital, and they're essential to making this possible.
Awesome.
That's super cool.
That's
oh my gosh,
great.
I know it goes.
I love it
so fast. Another question. I have like so many.
I know
my time is going so fast. So, are you going to be having? You know, what awards are you giving out?
The traditional awards. Best film, best short film, score, screenplay, and then we add some additional awards. One is called the Arts and Cultural Award.
Oh, nice.
And so every year we honor a local individual in Dunedin who has really invested their career into the art and culture of Dunedin in order to make it the kind of space that someone like me could come into and have a lot of freedom. We're actually presenting that award to a gentleman named Greg Brady.
Oh.
And Greg is the owner of Salon GW, but more than that, he was the founding president of the Downtown Dunedin Merchants Association. He was the past chair of the Chamber of Commerce. Wow. I mean, I think he's responsible for the grants for the front facade to beautify the downtown. I mean, he is such an advocate and a philanthropist and a wonderful fundraiser, so it only makes sense to present him with the Arts and Cultural Award. And then another award that we have is called the Film Florida Award, because, again, our mission is to bring the film industry back to Florida, even if we have to do it ourselves.
Right.
Like, why do we have to rely on the state to make productions? Like, why is that a thing? That doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question. And so we are presenting the Film Florida Award to actress Susan Gallagher, who is a Florida actress. She has been in dozens of productions. She is one of the stars in A Taste of Love, and she's home here to Florida, and she's been acting in Florida for decades, and so she's more than deserving of this award, and it's going to be presented to her by a wonderful actress named Eugenie Bondurant, who received it last year.
Wow, and I do have to tell you, since being involved in your film festival, there are some local agents that pop in all the time that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you who. There's been some amazing casting directors that pop in all the time, and these are local people that can also help your career. So if you volunteer and help out, you never know who you're networking with and who you're meeting or who they know to help you get where you want to go as well.
Right. Yeah, and I think this year more than ever, I mean, we have a director coming in from the UK, we have a director coming in from Los Angeles, we have a director coming in from Atlanta, one coming in from Canada, so like, and the Canadian director heard of our festival because of one of our volunteers last year. She was the location manager, and she worked as an assistant director on one of his projects, recommended the festival to him, and now we have this incredible John Cleese and Matthew Modine film that, like, when we got the submission, I was just like, oh, I guess we've made it now.
Yes,
you know,
very exciting. And so, you want to stay with us? Marcy is here, and she's going to talk about some health and wellness and things as well. And you can ask her some questions.
I'd love to.
So let's give the Dunedin Film Festival information one more time. The website, where to get tickets.
The sixth annual Dunedin International Film Festival, February 1st through 4th, 2024. Schedule and tickets at DunedinFilmFestival.org. On social, we are DIFF Festival across the board. DIFFESTIVAL.
And you're going to be streaming live so people can see it?
You are going to be streaming live on our Instagram at the red carpet so people can see it.
She told me that tonight, and I said, you know, after the last couple of years, and I missed it last year because, you know, my son passed away, and I'll tell you, that is such an honor for me to come in and really represent the Dunedin Film Festival at another level. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for that opportunity. I'm super excited to be the Dunedin Film Festival reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
I love it. That's
so
great.
Cool. And I want you to learn more about Marcy. Marcy, tell us about yourself and what you're doing. She's going to stay with us, so you don't have to run out the door. You're good?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Okay. I am actually a holistic lifestyle coach, and also I do some motivational speaking. And my biggest thing that I'm working on right now is empowering women that are I would say seasoned women, you know, women that are, you know, over 45 and they feel like, you know, they just need their oomph back, you know. Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot. You know, you get lost. And we were talking about that last time, things that you enjoy doing. What did you do when you were younger, you know?
I know. To get your vibrance back again, you know, and also, you know, keep up with your mind-body health, you know. And that's the most important thing, you know, that we could do is you know, take care of our mind and our body and just live a vibrant life, you know.
So I have a question for you, because mine is ice skating. I love to ice skate. I used to be really good. I can't do what I used to do. Last time I was at the rink, I said, if I fall, how am I going to get what am I, crawl to the side? I'll get up. And the thing is, I want to find out, and I want to ask you the same thing. What is your love? Like, I also, oops, there we go. Like your love, like my mother used to be a ballet instructor. We had 300 kids in dance, and I took a ballet class in Dunedin, actually, and these women were really good, and they were in their 40s and 50s, and I was like, oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
There's some fun things to do. And what is your fun thing to do, Marcy, that you bring back?
My fun thing to do, I really have to say, is spending time with my dogs, walking my dogs, and also giving back and doing things for other people. So I really enjoy, I do Meals on Wheels.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
And I love it. I mean, it's just so rewarding. And when I can do something for someone else, then I feel like I'm more fulfilled.
And you get blessed more. You know, you're not asking for, but I'll tell you, things open up, doors open up. When you give, it comes back to you so many different ways.
Right, yeah. And I mean, if I can help somebody get healthier and realize that, you know, they're not too old, they can start a new dream, they can start a new career, they can start a new life. And a lot of women, you know, they go through loss, they go through divorce, they go through loss of job, and they feel empty. And I thought, you know, what's the best way to go out and help somebody and just, you know, make them feel that, you know, they're deserving of the life that they want.
Exactly. So. And Cameron, what's your fun thing to do that you enjoy doing that you maybe used to do and you haven't done that you want to do again?
Well, me and my husband just took me to dance classes, actually. I also did ballet growing up and tap and jazz. And I love dancing. But I just got a golden retriever, so I just really spend all my time taking him to the park so he can be happy.
So much fun, isn't it?
And then the kids, too. So I really, right now, my kids are very young. Mm-hmm. They're my stepchildren. They're amazing. And I really just dump all of my extra time and passion and attention into making sure that they can create time and piano lessons, singing lessons, chorus, ice skating. My son's birthday party was just at the ice skating rink last week.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
And, you know, I think it's when I have a loss for my son and my family members, and, but they show up in dreams, and they're wearing crowns, and I'll tell you that after the show. They might have a different outlook on life right now, a completely different outlook. And I'll tell you, I had to pull my husband. We had to go to SeaWorld last week, and tickets are really great, by the way. You can go online. It's like $22 for the month. Oh, you get four passes for the year and no money down. So,
wow, very nice.
But, we went with the whole family and my son and grandchildren, and I'll tell you, to me, that's like the most enjoyable, cherished thing that you can do.
It is.
And you don't
amusement
know,
parks?
Yes.
Okay. With family, with your kids.
With the family.
Heard. Yeah, no, it's a good time. Kids,
and just enjoying, because you just enjoy everybody. Life goes by so fast. You know, I mean, I had two in a stroller and a lady probably my age at that time. Yeah, this age. And she said, it goes so fast. And I looked at her like, what? And it does. All of a sudden, you know, you have to do the things that you love doing. And you
do.
Can tell both
you
of
do.
You ladies are doing that.
You
as
do,
well.
You really do. Yeah, it really makes a difference. And giving back is, you know, is the most important thing. If we could all just do one or two things, you know, a couple times a week, you know, to help someone else, you know. So.
And walking your dogs, they love you even more. That's another thing. That was my New Year's resolution. Walk my dogs longer.
Oh, I know. I love
Sandy
it.
Sandy Beaches get a little chubby, so I got to walk.
I know.
Little
they're
Jack
so
Russell.
Cute. I know. They're adorable. They are adorable. And, well, Ashley, right now I'm finishing editing my book.
She wrote a couple books as well.
And this one is called Healing Does Not Have to Be Rocket Science.
Okay.
And I am, I should, by the spring, have it totally published and out. So.
And you've had a lot of, I've interviewed publishers and people that have been at your film festival.
Really?
That, yes. I have to go through some old footage, but I remember there's one that wrote a book and then it came into a movie.
Oh, a woman.
Yes.
Yes. She, yes, about.
It was a real miracle story as well.
I feel like her name was also Dawn, but yes, I know who you're talking about. She actually found the festival because of the, yeah, because of the billboard, and she was thinking, like, she had like a vision. She said it was like came from Christ, and about that she would be walking on the red carpet honoring the story. I think it was of a loss, and then she saw the billboard, Katie's billboard, and it said something about the red carpet, and then she found out it was a film festival in Dunedin, and submitted her film. We screened it at St. Andrew's Chapel, actually.
Wow.
By
Wow.
Hammock Park, and it was just this like very you know, a moment for her where she could feel like she was following her mission.
That's beautiful.
Great.
The stories that come out. Everybody has a story about their life or inspiration. And the films, you know, there's all different genres. I mean, there's shorts. Can you explain that real quick? I want to jump back into that real quick.
Go ahead.
What a short film is, what a feature is. Because I have friends that are trying to do films and they're getting screenwriters and like, well, what do I submit?
That's
a
good question.
I don't know what to do. Yeah.
So we have films that are 2 minutes long at our festival. We have films that are 2 minutes long, 8 to 12 minutes long, which is a short, like a, if you're going to try to do the festival market and submit your short film to Sundance, you want it to be like 9 minutes long. We have films that are 22 minutes long and 30 minutes long. And we're like, you know, they get their own screening block cause they're 30 minutes long, but they're not a feature film. They're still, anyways. So, and then a feature, I think, is anything over 72 minutes, I think, technically. So, did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you. And I know that's for you, Sue. You were asking that question. And so also with you, what you're trying to do as well, I think, with the film festival and meeting people, because you're a coach as well.
Right. I am a coach, and I'm working on speaking, doing more public speaking as well, you know, and inspiring women. So
see, that would help when she's up there as well. They get video footage on there.
And I like to do that, definitely.
Put a reel together.
I want to know more about the books that you wrote.
Yes, thank you.
I actually have, they're on Amazon right now.
Oh.
One is, I wrote them actually for a platform for my speaking. The first one I wrote back in 2016 is called I'm Falling, Falling, and I Can Get Up. And that
positive.
Is, yeah, it was a booklet that I actually turned into a paperback. And then my other one that I did was called I'm Not Crazy, It's All in My Gut. It's all about gut health.
So
that was the same.
The microbiome?
Yeah, it's about the microbiome. Yeah, I took my thesis and turned it into a book.
Thesis in what?
In public health.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a master's in public health, and my bachelor's is in alternative medicine, so.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I love education. I'm a big, I didn't always used to be this way, but the trend seems to be the more education you have, the more freedom you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It is true. It's true.
So where do you see yourself in a couple years?
Well,
like, what would you like to accomplish?
This is what I want to do. I want to have my book finished, and I like to be traveling around, going and doing events and speaking, and also doing, like, maybe workshops or seminars, and also maybe retreats even.
Oh, mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
My husband wants to, there's a friend of mine, Sarah Parker. She used to run the biggest modeling agency back in West Palm Beach, and she is in Costa Rica, and she's got some land.
Beautiful.
And we're trying to get a family member to buy it, and he's like, I want to buy yurts on it and have, like, yoga and all this good stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. And healthy eating and yoga and meditation, and I also teach meditation as well. So.
How important is meditation for people?
Very important.
Explain that.
Well, right now, everybody is in, like, this fight or flight, mm-hmm. you know, because everybody is in panic mode, you know, because there's so much going on in the world, and, you know, everybody's worried about the economy, and there's so much craziness. So, you know, when you start getting in that panic mode, the best thing to do is to calm your brain and your nervous system is to start breathing. Deep breathing and go inside and just do some meditation, even if it's just 15 minutes.
Even put a candle mm-hmm. on, put some light music
light,
on.
Nice music and just, you know, really get into the moment.
One thing that I have had trouble getting back to. So at the yoga studio before COVID, we were really into doing hands-on assist. Mm-hmm. Because it makes mm-hmm. like the physical contact, the human touch is so necessary. Like, as human beings, as animals, like, we need the physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
We're like one of the only animals who requires 24/7 around the clock care from birth
mm-hmm.
to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that leaves us. So when COVID came and we adjusted, you know, touching people was a big no-no
mm-hmm.
right.
for like 2 years.
Exactly.
And I think that you know, that fear of touching, that fear of connection.
The hugs or something.
The hugs.
Yeah.
It's all about the elbow or
yeah.
it was. So I've had me who we would do hands on a touch, you know, three stripes on the forehead, or
right.
shoulder presses or whatever. I still find myself having a hard time overcoming that going back to it. So,
right.
What you're talking about is
so important. Hug your dog if you don't have a person there.
I have to tell you real quick, and this is inspiration that I want to bring to the airwaves again. You know, I have had 5 people in my family pass away in the last year, 2 years, 3 years ago. My brother was 60, but he showed up in a dream a month ago, and he was wearing a gold crown, wearing white, and was laughing. And I want to tell you, the hug he gave me was not from this world. I want to tell you, I woke up in happy tears, and it was so, and it's not like when my husband gives me a hug or, you know, just loves me. It was like the world hug. It was so amazing. So anyways, I woke up just real quick, and that would be my brother. I called his wife Rosa in Texas, and I said, Rosa, I said, let me tell you my dream. She goes, let me tell you mine. She had the identical same dream. He was wearing a crown with gold jewels on it, wearing white, emanating gold. And to me, that's just telling my brother, saying, I'm okay. You know, and for those of you that are grieving or going through something, if my husband goes, how come your family shows up in your dreams? My dad never shows up.
You know? Right.
It's just a matter of, I just believe that, you know, every night, you know, it's just hard if you're going through something. And I finally got back to me after 3 years.
Yeah.
And it was a little jump around, but, you know, and just stay in faith with God. I would just want to say that, because if it wasn't for God in my church at beaminghope.org at the time as well, that's the only thing that got me through. And but I just want to let everyone know, it's going to go better. It's going to get better. Just stay, keep the faith.
I wonder if the crown does mean something, like, for real. Like, if it means they lived a righteous life or they made it to an elevated level.
I think
elevation. I think that's what it is.
Well, in the Bible, it says that everyone will, of your things that you do on earth, I forgot the scripture on that one. There's a Bible in front of me, but we only have 15 minutes. That your good deeds and what you do will give you different crowns of jewels.
I want to tell this story, but it's literally going to make me cry. But I'll try to do it anyways. Okay. So my father, who is like, was like the most righteous person, like very, lived a very good life, was a very good man. When he passed, he came to me in a dream.
He did?
Oh, yeah. It was so vivid. And our dog, his golden retriever, who I got my dog as, so I woke up, or in the dream, I felt like I woke up in the dream, right? In the dream. And I'm like, and my dad's from New Jersey, and he's got 7 brothers, and they were raised very Catholic. Mm-hmm. And they're super into pizza, so every Thanksgiving we have pizza battles, like which pizzeria had the best pizza. So in the dream, I'm venturing through this like brick, it felt like Italy, this brick town, everything's brick. It's all these different pizzerias everywhere, just like all these pizzeria. And then there's this open area with such a bright sun, really bright sun, and green grass. And then there is my dad, but he's like so healthy, really thick legs, like back in the day when he played basketball. He's sitting on one of those low benches. Like, I drew a picture of it because it's so vivid. And he's sitting there, basketball shorts, like shorts, because he played in the 70s, in the
60s. He's coming to tell you he's okay.
So he's sitting there in his basketball shorts with his dog right next to him. Like, Jackson is right there, and my dad's sitting right there, tan, so healthy. And he died of cancer, so he kind of whittled away. You know, right. It wasn't where he was. And he's got this crown made out of basil his head. Because, like, A, he loved basil on his pizza. And he was a gardener and green thumb. And so it was this very clear basil crown. And he's sitting there. And he looks up at me. He goes, "Gone too soon, huh?"
Oh, my gosh.
And I woke up, like, from there. And I was just like, it was very wild. A very wild dream. But that's why I ask. I wonder if the crown means something. And you thinking it's elevation.
I think it's elevation. Like, I really do.
Really, I mean, if you ask anybody about my dad, they would say, like, he fought for what was good on movie sets when things get taken advantage of. Back when they did everything on film, like, he, one time he was working on a Disney on Ice project. I think that's what this was. And they hadn't paid the crew yet. So he went to the camera department and took all the film reels off the camera truck and was like, I'm not giving back this back to you till everyone gets paid.
Wow.
That kind of stuff.
You know, you're talking about dreams, and if you've had one as well. When my son Nicholas passed away, my mom and dad never show up together. They're always separate. And they showed up together at my front door. And I said, "Nicholas," and I was crying in my dream. My mom just gave me the biggest hug. She goes, "We just came to tell you he's okay."
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, with all of that, you know, and you just hey, we're here for a short time. You know, I love my Hollywood connections, but my Miracle Story show, if you have a miracle story that you really want, where God has touched you, or there's been something that's been inspirational for other people to help them.
Right.
You know, there, like I said, there was a lady in my neighborhood one day, and I just said, "God, use me." And, well, my dog broke the leash real quick, ran and chased a cat, and she was in her little robe in a golf cart. Long story short, the husband goes, "How are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm going to pick up my son's ashes. They lost him at the post office. And I'm going to strap him in the back seat. Me and his girlfriend are going to the Hard Rock to play Keno." And she looked at me and she starts crying. And she goes, "When did he pass away?" I said, 2.5 weeks ago. And she goes, "My best friend passed away and I have not been out of the house for 6 months." That's and I'll so tell sad. You, if my son would say, "Mom, you're slacking. You know, what are you doing?" You know, and you know, and so I just want to let people know that there is, you know, people out there that do care, and family is the most important to have around you. On that, have you ever had any dreams?
Well, I've actually had a couple near death experiences.
You did?
I did not know this. Yeah, I have had a few of them, and it makes you have what's called mortality reality. You know. So it makes you really appreciate every day that you're here. And the one time I had it, I was actually living in Dunedin at the time, and I had some very strange flu bug and with a high fever. And I saw myself laying on the bed, and I was in the corner in the top, in the bedroom. And then all of a sudden, I saw my grandfather. And I didn't see, like, bright lights.
Was
and,
he, you know, he passed away?
He, okay. Yeah, he had passed away years ago when I was little. And he came to me, and my son was a teenager then, and he came to me and he put his hands on my shoulder. And I kept saying, I can't go, I can't go, because my son, I was just so worried about him. And he put his hands on my shoulder, and he said, it's going to be difficult, but you can go back.
Wow.
And that's all I remember him saying, and then I just felt like this jolt. And it was, after that, I was just like, appreciate every day, you know, really did.
There's been where just I was going down a country road and I had a feeling to go to church every day. I was Catholic, and I'm non-denomination, of course. But I'm going down a country road and these girls are going one way and they're going this way and I'm going this way with a Mustang convertible, adorable. Oh, yeah. And I see them. I almost hit them because they run a stop sign. I'm going 65 miles an hour. Swerve my car. I hit a telephone pole at 65 miles an hour. Now that week before, my mom kept saying, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know. I got to go to church 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. I just have to go." And I believe when you feel in the spirit or to do something to go, you go. If nobody else goes, you go. But I ended up going, and my brother, within the moments of the, before that accident, I rolled up the window. Now, if I didn't roll up that window, barbed wire would have just came in and ripped my face. It ripped the top of the car. Oh, the police and the paramedics came. They said, "Where are the bodies?" They said, "This does not happen. People hit telephone poles at 5 miles an hour, and they're dead on impact." Mm. And I believe by the grace of God, we both looked at each other. We said, "Mom's going to kill us." We just smashed our beautiful convertible, 67 Mustang convertible. But we were fine. And I just want to say, you know, that's what Hulk Hogan, you know, I have to say, you know, he believes and he was baptized just recently. He doesn't go out of his house until he's prayed over and prayed. You walk out that door, you don't know where you're going to be.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's and
very
we're
good to pray.
And God just will protect you in that. And for everyone listening, we just ask you for a lot of blessings this year and that you just enjoy your life and enjoy your family on that too. And we just have the prosperous, we just say in the name of Jesus, with this film festival that is just going to grow and be one of the biggest film festivals in the world here in Dunedin. I believe
that's
that.
A big ask. I mean, you're going up against something that's been around for 78 years, so.
But you're so young. You still can do this. I'm 63. You know, you got six annual. Then all of a sudden, you'll be talking about the 50th annual.
You that would know. Be, I don't, will I be there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, my mother always said, 1 to 50 is a long time, 50 to 100 is a long time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great.
Enjoy every step of the way. Any last words, ladies, that you have to say? We have 6 minutes left. Anything else that comes to mind about the film festival? Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, I can talk forever.
I know. And she looks so gorgeous, by the way, on the red carpet. I don't know. She's got so many beautiful dresses and gowns. She is so stunning when you see Cameron.
Speaking of 50 years, I will say that we have a board member. His name is Austin Vanderbleek, and he lives in St. Pete. Mm-hmm. And he's really passionate about a niche style of music. It's called house music. He also really likes disco. And you might think you know what house music is until you meet Austin, and he's like, "You got to go to Chicago and go to the roots and go to the underground, and nobody knows, and everyone anyway." So, Austin curates a special screening every year for us. He brings this; it's so iconic that people don't even realize it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago. We had the man who taught Madonna how to Vogue. Here.
Wow, that's so
a dancer.
That is
a dancer,
so
and
cool.
He taught a dance class in St. Pete. Then we had the screening of his film, and then he was there and did Q&A. Even the first year we had Carol Baskin ran our VR headsets.
Did she really?
And nobody
wow.
knew, like before
that's
right like
so cool.
2 months before Tiger King came out. It was like a Caledonia. Yeah, we always have these really incredible moments. That's why people need to come and participate in everything, because it's not until 2 or 3 years later that you realize what you missed out on. So I want to mention we're having a real life disco. It's a real life disco at the Moon Tower. And we're having a Studio 54. If you know what that is, then you know what that is. Studio 54 DJ, his name's Richard Vasquez. He's coming to spin at this disco. He is 82 years old.
No way.
Wow.
So this is like an icon is coming to Dunedin to play at the Moon Tower, like a real disco. So,
don't you love disco?
That's so cool. That is cool.
I was driving the other day. Well, you know, but you were talking about if you lose a job or you do something. I work at a hotel as a concierge and they cut the hours for a little bit. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What, am I going to go back to being a flight attendant? What am I going to do? And anyway, so I started to drive for Uber and Lyft. And so I had some disco music in, and then people get in, and I have these little lights on the top, and they're like, this is so retro cool. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, there's always a way out, you know, and thank God for that little job over there.
That's fun.
One lady called me. She wanted to rent. Oh, sunkisscharters.com. We have a sailboat charter. And just real quick, we have a pontoon boat, 28-foot, and a sailboat, 37-foot. Come out and enjoy with your family. But I'll tell you that other story later. But
That's great. I love the Uber thing, because that's what I want to do with the little lights and everything.
Yeah.
It's been fun. You meet some really neat people. You know, it really is. It's kind of fun.
Make money.
Oh, and you get paid money every day.
You do.
The only thing is, I had a guy that had a dead cat one time.
No.
And I didn't know that. And no. He said, are you pet friendly? And I said, sure.
If they're living.
And in the back seat, dead. In a box. He goes, he just died. I was like, what? And then I had one lady. She's like, I'm so sorry, because she called to rent the boat real quick. And she was on the boat. She goes, I gave you a one. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I rated you a one. I said, it's a five. She goes, well, I thought one was the highest.
Oh, no.
Or you like the ladies that they just don't agree with you. Like, I had one today. And she's a beautiful lady. And I said, are you sisters? You know, complimenting the mother. And she goes, do I look that old?
Mm. Oh, no.
I was like, you know, younger sister.
Yeah. Or you have the ones that don't want to talk. You're like, hi, how are you today? And they're like,
that's a whole nother. We're going to do a comedy special. That's on Uber and Lyft.
Coming up. How to have a conversation by yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, they just don't want to talk. No. Like, okay.
And Marcy, give your local information where they can get in touch with you, coach with you.
I am on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, and it's Holistic Lifestyle Now or Marcy Novus Levine. And my website is holisticlifestylesimplicity.com. And my phone number, 727-542-4279. And also, if you go to Amazon, you can get one of my ebooks, or they're actually paperbacks now, too. And that is
buy her books. Right, buy her books,
yeah.
Now. For sure.
For sure. And then my other one will be out in the spring after I have it edited. Now they have AI, so it's like so neat to do everything with the AI, right?
Right. So quick question. We have 2 more minutes left real quick. But so if you do like your guest speaking, mm-hmm. could she have like a table on the side? Like if she's doing a Q&A answer, could she sell her books at your film festival? Or like, you know, on this, mm-hmm. she'll think about that. Let me know.
Right. It's such a quick turnaround. So I probably wouldn't. I mean, bring the books. Why not?
Yeah, right. I'll interview you on the red carpet. I'll interview her for the Dunedin Film Festival on the red carpet. Right. About her books.
Thanks.
Yeah. On Instagram. Okay, we'll do it that way.
Yeah.
Well, remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. If you can't sleep at night, then means God's waking you up to try to pray for somebody.
Heard that. Right. That's true.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody. God bless.
Bye.
Goodbye, and enjoy your week with your family. Bye, everybody.
Bye.